We won't try to mind the Lord tonight. I'm going to read over the 147th Psalm. I said 145th Psalm. I'm going to read just a little bit right here, and the Lord's help, maybe say just a few words. I tell you just how amazing the Lord is, just for just a little just small, I guess, example. Thank you, Jay. I'd been reading some this week, and actually was listening to it on my phone, and it had my phone there next to the bed listening. And I'd heard some scripture that really just touched my heart in that, and I thought I remembered the verse where it was at, and the chapter, and then I went to looking the next day, and I could never find what I had heard when I was listening to that, Bob. And it kind of bothered me that I'd let it get by me. I should have wrote it down when the Lord was showing it to me, and it kind of bothered me this week, and I've not been able to find it all week. And some of the stuff I was studying today, I looked up a scripture as a reference, and I went right to the very thing. And it was in this 145th Psalm. And that's just how amazing God is. That might seem like the simplest thing to a lot of people, but I don't read the 147th Psalm all the time. I read a lot of different places sometimes, but it's just amazing to me as we're running that reference, and it come right back. See, when the Lord leads you in a way, He'll take you right back to where he led you. He'll show you what you's needing to see. But we just want to read just a little bit right here in this, and maybe just a couple other things. Maybe just a simple thought to a lot. But what a great thing it is to know I've got a better place that I'm going. Like the song said. But you just bear with me for just a minute, and I'm going to try my best to mind the Lord tonight. I think I'll start reading I'm going to read the 13th verse there and read on down, I reckon. As David was writing this, read this whole chapter. It's wonderful. But I'm going to start right there in the 13th verse of the 145th Psalm. And it says, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." And I guess the 13th verse is really where we want to go back to the most here, I guess. He said, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations." And it goes down there in the 15th verse. He said, "The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season." And I thought this evening a whole lot on... Everyone know we've got something ahead of us. As we preached this morning a little bit, we can't be ignorant of it when the Word reveals to us whether we're saved or whether we're lost. every person that's set under the gospel might knows there's something ahead of them. We either know we're headed to heaven or we're headed to hell. And I got to thinking for just a little while about what I had ahead of me. And I got to thinking about this, and I got to thinking, and my mind kept going back over there to that rich man as we preached this morning a little on him, and about Lazarus, and how that after death they found what their eternity was going to be. Now I believe before he died, I believe Lazarus had seen what was going to be ahead of him. And I believe he realized that laying aside a few things, David Woody, in this life would be worth what was coming his way. And I believe the rich man refused to see what was going to be ahead of him in his eternity. And he chose the things of this world. But I got to see, and if we'd truly open our eyes unto the goodness of God, and in my heart, Mike went back, and I've been thinking over there, and it's just bear with me. I've been thinking over there about that. There's a blind man that laid over there in the Word of God. And I got to thinking, oh, when Jesus passed by his way, and he spit down onto the clay, and he took that clay, Jennifer, and he applied to that man's eyes. He told him, he said, go wash down there in the pool of Siloam. And when he washed his eyes out, and the scales fell from his eyes, and he saw clearly for the first time. That man had been blind from birth. All he'd ever known was blindness. All he'd ever known was not being able to see, not knowing one thing that was ahead of him, not being able to take a step without worrying he was going to fall and get hurt, not being able to move forward and see the beauty of anything that was ahead of him. In his life, it was darkness. All his life from birth, he couldn't see anything worth walking forward for, could he? So he laid there. And after Jesus washed his eyes, there's a whole chapter about this man. He's going to tell him, they was questioning him, and all he could ever tell them was, he said, all I know is I was blind, and now I see. They tried their best to trip him up. They tried their best to trip up his mom and daddy. Hey, who's sinned? They asked mom and daddy. Hey, they said, all we know is he's blind. Now he sees. Hey, he's old enough to answer for himself. And the Lord spit down on a little old piece of ground. Just enough to cover a man's eyes. He spit down everything in that little bit of clay for just a little while, Matthew. And Jesus Christ himself picked that up and he put it upon that man's eyes. Listen to me, lost man, woman, boy, girl, Christian. You know what happens every time? It's preached, anointed word of God comes. The Lord just takes and spits on a little piece of clay for just a little while. No, it ain't me. Hey, you know where that clay went? It got washed out. You know what done work in that man's eyes, that spittle. I'm going to tell you what, that's what come down, and that's what made that clay workable. That's what made that clay to where it could be applied to that man's eyes. That's what made that to where that man lost his blindness. That's all we are, Matthew. We're just a little piece of clay. So when the Lord spits on us for a little while, hey, at least something gets applied to some eyes that's been blinded from the birth, that ain't never known what it's like to see the future ahead of them. I thought out when that man's eyes got open, And I ain't running all over the place. It's just bear with me.
I thought when that man's eyes got open, all the things he'd been walking by all of his life and never realized the beauty in them, never realized what it was like to walk and not worry about falling, and never know what it was like to take a step and not worry about the next step he took. I preached to you over a little bit this morning out of Revelations. They said some of them over there was blind, they was miserable. Have you got a day in your life when you ever remember your eyes getting open? But when I was 12 years old, I worried about everything I'd done. This didn't want to die. Worried about every step I took. I knew that I could get hurt. I knew that I could fall. I didn't know what was ahead of me. And the only thing that was getting clear to me is that hell was going to be my home. I saw an end to this flesh, and I saw an eternal damnation for my soul. One day the gospel got brought my way. Jesus passed by, and he spit down on a piece of clay for just a little while over him. And that clay got applied to my eyes. And I walked blind for 12 years in this life. Not able to walk without fear. Not able to take one step. Not able to see a good future. I said to myself, all I could see was my everlasting end. And then one day the Lord opened my eyes. It's like over here David wrote, he said, "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generation. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that bow down. The eyes of all that wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season." Praise the Lord, I've got a better place to go. I got my eyes open. I wasn't looking to an end no more. I wasn't looking to an eternal end no more. I was looking with eyes that got open by God Himself to a future, to a life without end. An everlasting kingdom. Says over in the Word of God, of His kingdom there is no end. Over 1 Corinthians, he said, "Eyes not seen and ears not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him." My own natural eye ain't never seen it, Ed. My own natural ear ain't never heard it. But praise God, when the preached anointed Word of God come by and laid down upon my spiritual eyes, and I went down, see if that old boy come, if he'd have laid right there. If he'd have laid right there, never got to the pool of Siloam. Hey, he'd have never got the clay washed down his eyes. He'd have never seen past what he ever seen before. But he could never deny that Christ passed by and hadn't applied it to him. But if he'd have never went down to the pool and washed, he'd have never saw. We can sit through the preached Word of God time and time and time again. And oh, it's a great thing. Hey, it's a great thing. Hey, to get the clay and the spittle applied to clear. What are you talking about, preacher? Hey, there's an altar of repentance that has to be found in our lives. Getting it applied is one thing, getting it washed out is another. We've got to lay our life in an altar somewhere of repentance. That man didn't see clearly till he come up from the pole, did he? I'm glad I've got a future. I'm glad I've got something to look forward to. I'm thankful I've got a better place to go. This ain't the end for me. I thought I'll leave tonight by the lost people. What do you see out ahead of you? What's out ahead of us? I see a better place, Mike. I see a better place. You testified of it there a while ago. I see a better place that I've got to go. I'm going to take something lost. Hey, old Lazarus, come a time in his life when he had to see there's something better than what I've got. There's many a time I wonder if he wasn't the richest man around. There's many a time I wonder if Lazarus didn't have all the world could offer. And he laid aside and he took on the life of a beggar just for God. He saw this something better than this world had to offer. And I promise you, he wouldn't trade where he's at today for all the riches that the rich man had. Old Lazarus got his blinded eyes open one day, and he's seen there's a better place to go. I like this. I've been reading it over and over. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. You know what dominion means, just in case you was like me and needed it explained a little better? Supreme authority, power to direct and control. God's dominion, he's got supreme authority. We like Bobby Word in control. It's my life, I live it. That's the way people live anymore. I'll do what I want to do, Tommy. I'll go where I want to do, and do what I want to do, go where I want to go. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. Hey, it's his dominion. He's the supreme authority. He's the one in control. My buddy's little old daughter used to tell him, you're not my minder. You're not my minder. Then her parents get on to her, want to whoop her, tell me, you're not my minder. You want to know what? Anymore, we got a few full of people that says, you're not my minder. You ain't the boss of me, God. You ain't telling me what to do. I promise you, he's in all authority and control of this. We can buck up like a little old young and all we want to and fight him. But I promise you, there's coming a day. We won't wish we listened. We won't wish we heeded to the Word of God. Old blind man. You know what they done after he got his eyes washed out? Listen here. Have them bunch of old rascals went to rebuking him. Let me tell you what the world does to the church today. I ain't better than nobody but have my eyes washed. I ain't better than anybody at Lee Peak. Hey, I was just an old blind man that never could see, David. And one day I got my eyes washed out. And the world says, who are you to be telling me? I ain't nothing, I promise you. Listen what this man said. He said, If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. And then it said, they answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sin, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. You want to know what happens half the time in the church? Man of God gets up to preach, and they say, who are you? Hey, you ain't nothing but a sinner, just like me. All I can say is, amen, that's all I am. But they cast him out and didn't want to hear what he had to say. This man ain't nothing but a sinner, and he comes in here trying to tell me what's going on. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Ain't you glad the day the Lord come by and said, yeah, that's who's talking to me. Never a man spake like this man. When he talks, there's something different. There's power. There's power in this man's words. There's power in just seeing him. Told Gadarene man, I've seen him afar off and knew who he was. There's one place under my mind, I'd be able to meet it first or second. I believe it's where. Talks about them being blind and can't see it far off. What do you see if you die tonight? What do you see if you die tonight? I said this morning, it's possible. What do you see if you die before daylight in the morning? Can you sing, praise the Lord, I have a better place to go? Or can you see what the rich man is seeing right now? Can you see lifting your eyes in hell, in the flames of hell? In all eternity. Begging for one drop of water off the tip of a finger. He ain't never been born again. That's what you're seeing. But if you're a born again child of God, your eyes have been opened. Lost man can't understand it when we get to singing and get to talking about a better place. Because their eyes ain't seen it, their ears ain't heard it, and they enter into their hearts.
I want you to understand something when we read that right there. But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered in to the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Listen, but God hath revealed it, hath revealed them unto us by Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
I ain't going to see it with my natural eye. But the Spirit has revealed it. I ain't seen it with my natural eye, but I've seen it with my spiritual. I ain't seen it with the old natural man. I ain't heard it with the old natural man, but I've heard it with the spiritual. And today, over there, when God Himself reached down and pulled dust again, and there's a day in that day that what he put into it was breath. Hey, that was the breath of life. Man became a living soul. Hey, but there come a day over here when Jesus himself, he put something into that dust that brought it together and made it to where it could be beneficial to the blind man. God breathed the breath of life in the man and made him a living soul. Jesus Christ brought the Spirit down. Jesus Christ brought the Spirit. That was just an old clump of dust. Made it worth something. little bit of dust he needed for a little while brought sight to one blind man, and it was worth every minute. This is the last message I preach. God help me to get washed off the eyes in this altar, and if you never hear out of me again, and God takes me out of here, it'll be all right. And you see for yourself, and not another. You won't be seeing through the eyes of a good superintendent that opens up in the spirit. You won't be seeing through the eyes of a good song leader, a good old deacon that loves the Lord. You'll be seeing through your own eyes. You won't be testifying to what Papa used to do and what Papa used to say. That won't be your testimony. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Jennifer got to talking about witnessing in that ambulance and going down the road. And she said, I gave my testimony and I gave Lee's. Hey, I'm glad you didn't just have your husband's testimony. I'm glad you had a testimony in her eyes. God opened herself. We're going to have our own testimony to you. That man's gone up there, he couldn't say a word that made him see. They said he's amazed when he speaks for himself. And you know what? He's willing to talk, wasn't he? I don't know what you're going to say about him, but all I can tell you is that man made me see. I'm glad I got a testimony. How about you? Can you tell me when the Lord saved you? Can you tell me when your eyes got open? I'm trying to get pretty plain here. Why, preacher, it's serious. I don't know if we're all going to be here more. God help me preach. God help me preach. God help me to love you enough to tell the truth tonight. God help me, and through the Spirit, to make it plain enough to where that it gets applied to your eyes. And you want to get to the pool just to see what it looks like when you get it washed off. What's in your future? I don't know about your eternal future. These people take jobs. These people move to places. And it's all because of the future that's ahead of them, maybe. You see people leave places because they say, I just don't see no future in that place. I just don't see no future in that job for me. Well, I'm telling you something. This night right here, there's a future in what I'm preaching to you. This is a place to settle in. This is an everlasting kingdom of which there is no end. If you ever want to get established in something, I told you, I can find an end to this world. I can find an end to my flesh. But I can't find an end to this kingdom. My mind this evening went back to the eyes that I'd seen laying on their deathbeds. That's what we call it. And I could see smiles. And I could see joy. And they sung that I could see a worry and a concern. I'll never forget one man that I preached at his funeral, considered thy paths out of the Proverbs over there, because the last time I left him and talked about the Lord, he couldn't confess to me that he's a born again child of God. And I sat there and watched that man look out a window, and I seen the gaze in his eyes. He was wondering what was out ahead of him, and he wasn't for sure. And I can remember Mike Ball sitting in by the bed of a man up at the hospital that looked at me early, and he said, I guess we'll just see what happens. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, that's a scary thing, not to know what's ahead of you. But I'm going to tell you what, it's a blessed hope. No, where are you going? I don't want to just play it by chance and just see what happens. Because I'm going to tell you what, you ain't chancing nothing. You're headed to hell. It's not a gamble, heaven or hell, if you leave here and not accept Jesus. It's not a toss-up. I might go and I might not. You're going to hell. You've never accepted the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary's cross and became a new creature somewhere, bowed on your knees, whether it be in the altar of the church, be at your house, be out on your job, wherever it might be, you've got to humble your life before Christ. If you've never done that, you'll lift your eyes in hell. But if you have, the Spirit will reveal to you what God has prepared for them that love Him. And you can stand and sing, "Praise the Lord, I have a better place to go." I'm glad to lay my head down. I ain't got to worry. If I don't open my eyes up, I got a better place to go. Better than this. Far better. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him and all that call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserve all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. You want preservation? You better fear Him enough to get an altar. You want destruction and being destroyed? Then stay with the wicked. But you better be careful what you want. There's many people. I've had them stand, Tommy Dillon bragged in my face. I'm going to hell. Yes, I'm going to hell. And laugh at me. Look me right in the eyes, just as proud to tell me they're going to hell. Oh, I'm going to tell you what. I pray that that person's got saved by this day that we're standing in. I hope they ain't lifted their eyes in that place. I've not seen that man since that day. He's a boy then. He's probably in his early 20s. Stood right there as I was witnessing to another man. And old Jason looked around at that boy. He says, "We're going to hell if we don't get saved." And that old boy let out a test word and said, "Yeah, I'm going to hell." Hey, it made me mad that day, just a little in my flesh. But I'm going to tell you what, I left there and I tried to pray for that man ever since. Because he don't know what he's headed for. I pray that day some way God applied something to His eyes and somewhere He got an altar and got saved. Hell ain't a place the tough guy can overcome. Hell ain't a place the weak man's ever going to survive. Hell ain't a place that the devil can handle. These people today think they can conquer. The rich man couldn't buy his way out of that place. He's there today screaming in the torments. And Lazarus is still in the comfort of God. And he'll be in the everlasting kingdom of God for all eternity. While the rich man screams from the eternal depths of hell for all eternity. Preacher, this is gloom and doom. Not if you get your eyes washed, it ain't. That old boy was still blind until he got down there in the pool. He hadn't seen past the clay and the spittle. You're just looking at the clay and the spirit right now. You ain't comprehending it, but you get up here and get your eyes washed out. And I promise you, He told old Peter, flesh and blood, it revealed this to you. I promise you what'll get revealed to you won't come through the clay. It'll come through the spittle. It'll come through that. That just come through the clay and got in the eyes. Any other man could have went out there and spit on clay and put it on somebody's eyes and they'd have stayed just as blind as they was. But I'm talking about a Jesus, God's only Son, that came down to this world to open our blinded eyes. And He's still opening the blinded eyes today. If we'd be willing to come down and wash. Have you got a better place to go? Can you praise the Lord tonight? That you got an eternal, everlasting, never-ending kingdom that you're abiding in? Or are you afraid to die tonight? Mike, are you afraid to die? He answered quickly, "No, I'm not." Matthew, you afraid to die? Amen, brother. Did fear just run over your soul when you thought I might ask you? I see a bunch of heads shaking sideways. Ask me all you want to. You afraid to die, preacher? No. They don't know where I'm going. I got a better place. If you can't answer that tonight, if you don't see an eternal, everlasting, joyous future ahead of you, and you see an eternal damnation in hell, I beg you, get up here to the pool of Siloam and wash your eyes. Get this old clay off of it and let that spittle do the work down in there. The Spirit's what'll do the revealing.